Hello, my name is Lily and I'm 6R. Welcome to our podcast. This is our very first one and we're excited to share of all voices with you. First, we will be hearing from school council about what's the best thing about being a member of this team.
Welcome to Kerwin's podcast. We are members of school council. I am Huraira and I'm in 4C.
Hello, my name is Mohammed and I'm a member of school council and people parliament also. And I am from 4G.
Hi, my name is Arian and I'm from 6K.
Hi, my name is Alex. I'm from 2G.
Hello, my name is Antonio and I'm in 4M. I'm also a People Parliament member.
Hello, my name is Zara. I'm from 6A.
Hello, my name is Holly and I'm from 6A.
Hello, my name is Mia and I'm from 2L.
Hello, my name is Lily and I'm from 6O.
Hello, my name is Bea and I'm in 3F.
Hello, my name is Lilia and I'm from 5B.
Hello, my name is Lynn. I'm in 2S.
We are now going to talk about what we love about being school council. What I love about being school council is we get to share our opinions with others and they get to share our their opinions with us. And we get to change stuff around the school.
The thing I love about being in school council is because we go on trips and also you could be a pupil parliament and get extra trips.
The thing I love about school council is that you get to know new children and you get to work with different kids.
The thing I love about being school council is that we always have fun experiences and whenever we go on trips, we always learn something new and we could use those facts like when we're older.
The thing I love about being in school council is because we get to learn new things and we make school be better for us.
Hi, my name is Ellie and I'm from 6A. We are now going to hear from children in year 2 who will tell us what they love about Kerwin.
My name is Andrea. I'm in 2S. The reason why I like Kerwin because we get to do playtime and today me and Lynn was the winners of the poem, so I'm very happy to be in Kerwin.
Hello, my name is Lynn. I'm in 2S. For reason I like Kerwin because we get to do activity and club.
Hello, my name is Tobani. I'm in 2S. I love Kerwin because it's a very special place.
Hello, my name is Patrick, and the reason why I love Kerwin is because I love my friends and my teacher because they take care of me when I got problems.
Hello, my name is Clara, and I'm in 2L. The reason I love Kerwin is that it's a special place.
Hi, my name is Natalia, and I like Kerwin because it's my... I do maths and my maths is my favourite because I
such do a wonderful place. Now we are going to hear from Yefri, who are going to talk about the Worry Corner, about how they deal with their worries.
Hello, my name is Alana and I'm in 3O. And I think a Worry Corner is when you talk about your feelings and when you feel like you have worries.
Hello, my name is Natalia and I'm in 3A. I think a Worry Corner is when you talk about your feelings, worries, or just think about your behaviour.
Hi, my name is Tessa. I'm in 3PB and the Worry Corner is a place where you can express your feelings without anyone judging you.
Hi, my name is Pepo. I'm in 3O and I think a Worry Corner is a place where you can express your feelings and anyone who is there can cheer you up.
My name is Ethan, NPF. A Worry Corner is when you go somewhere and talk to someone.
My name is Samia and I'm in 3O. I think a Worry Corner is when you can talk about your feelings and you can
Now
ask
we are going to year 4 who are going to tell us some interesting things about Kerwin and their learning.
Hi, my name is Antonia and I'm in 4M. We are going to talk about how fun facts are in year 4. One fun fact is when we learn different languages in every month. Example, in January, we learn about Romanian.
Hi, my name is Huraira. I'm in 4C. A fun fact about Kerwin is that every year group has a trip to learn a new topic.
Hi, I'm Levi in 4M. A fun fact is that learning helps people get a job and you can become an engineer.
Hello, my name is Anae and I'm in 4M. I have a fun fact to share with you. Did you know that science is actually all of the topics?
Hi, my name is Bradley and I am in 4A. A fun fact about Kerwin is that we go on residentials.
Hi, my name is Casey and I'm in 4A. And every month we have a winner for a walk to school chart.
My name is Emanuela in 4G and a fun fact about Kerwin is we have International Week celebrating other cultures.
Hello, my name is Janie, I'm in 4C and one fun fact about Kerwin is that when we do sports day every June and July and it's mostly fun because we get to do more sports and it warms up your body.
Hi, my name is Anastasia and I'm in 4C and here's a fun fact about Kerwin. Start of July, we do family week where you can do activities.
Now it's over to our ambitious year 5 who will now tell you about what they want to be when they grow up.
Hello, my name is Anushka and I am in 5T. When I grow up, I would like to be an artist.
My name is Samuel and I'm in 5L. When I grow up, I want to be a footballer.
Hello, my name is Jackson and I'm in 5L and I want to be a footballer when I grow up.
Hello, my name is Wahiba and I want my class is 5L and when I grow older, I want to be a journalist.
Hello, my name is Layla. My class is 5L. When I'm older, I want to be a zoologist.
My name is Lilia and I'm in 5B. When I grow up, I want to be a lawyer.
Hello, my name is Asya and I'm in the class 5T. When I grow up, I want to be a baker because I always bake with my mum and she's taught me so many different things to make.
One of our role models in Kerwin, who is Mrs. Mansfield, and we got to ask her lots of questions. How did you find the trust?
So I didn't find the trust as such. Many years ago, Mr. Harris was the head teacher at Kerwin and he was working with some of the other schools in Newham. And he wanted us to be a group of schools together so we could all support each other, work together, so the children could work together. So he actually set up the Tapscott Learning Trust. So I was sort of part of it on the whole journey all the way here.
Was you a teacher before you became our school's head teacher?
I was. I was a teacher at Kerwin. So I've done my whole career here over, I think, 18 years now. So I came here as a trainee teacher and I did my training year. And then I've worked here ever since. So I've done lots of different roles. I was a teacher, and then I was the history lead, and then I was the maths lead, and then I was an assistant head, a deputy head, and then the head of school.
What inspired you to become a teacher?
I think I've always enjoyed working with children, and all of the different jobs that I've done has been working with children in different ways, either in schools or I used to work in an after-school club and different things like that. Both of my parents were both teachers. My mum was a primary school teacher and my dad was a secondary school teacher. So I always had lots and lots of people around me that were teachers. And once I finished my degree, I decided that actually working with children was something I was going to give a go. I didn't know if it was going to be forever or not. And then I really enjoyed it and I loved working at Kerwin. And so hence I am still here.
What was your most enjoyable moment at Kerwin Primary School?
Well, as I said, I've been here for 18 years. So I think picking out one moment out of 18 years is quite hard. But I think my best thing each year is always our carnival and seeing all the community come together, the children having a great time and showing off their amazing skills, the teachers having a great time, the parents and carers and grandmas and everybody all being together and just celebrating all the different cultures we've got is really enjoyable. So I think that's probably one of my highlights every year.
Do you know how the schools in the trust became one?
So we started off, first of all, working with Kensington because Mr. Harris was something called I think it's a national leader in education, which meant if schools were having any sorts of difficulties that he'd work with them. So he, first of all, was working with Kensington and then we became something called a soft federation with them. And then, unfortunately, the head teacher at Ranelagh Primary School wasn't well, and her name was Angela Tapscott, so that's where we got the name from. And so because he was helping there, then they joined with us in the trust. So that's how we all sort of joined together. And then at the time we had a head of school here called Miss Helm, and Mr. Harris was helping over at North Beckton because they were having some problems and the head teacher was leaving. So Miss Helm went over there to be the head teacher there, and then she wanted to stay in the Tapscott Learning Trust because they weren't in it. So then North Beckton joined us as well.
Are you a governor for our school?
I am. So if you're, I'm not the head teacher at Kirwin, but I'm the head of school. So if you're the head of school, head teacher, you'll have to be on the governors. So me and Mr. Harris share a vote between us. So if we're both there, we have to agree because we're half a vote each. Or if he's not, because he doesn't come to all the meetings, if he's not there, then I have the one vote as the sort of head teacher vote.
Would you do anything else in the times you do meetings?
Yeah, I mean, if I wasn't at the meetings, I'd be at home with my daughter, which is always nice. But the governors are there to hold the school to account and to ask us questions and make us think about what we're doing and challenge what we're doing. So they're there to make sure that the money that we're getting, which is a lot of money, is being spent in the right way, that it's going on the children, that we're trying to make, you know, the education that everybody gets at Kirwin the best it can possibly be. And if there are problems, that's their job to point out the problems and try and help us to fix it. So they work with us, they're not against us, but they're there to try and help the school get even better. So it's a really important job, and they all do it for free. So all the governors are volunteers, they get paid, and they have to give up a lot of their own time for meetings and reading all the paperwork and all those sorts of things.
How many jobs have you had before teaching?